Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, has called for the global nuclear disarmament.
Thousands of nuclear weapons continue to pose the greatest threat to peace, and measures to de-target, de-alert, or reduce nuclear weapons are not a substitute for their total elimination. The non-aligned movement calls on all nuclear weapons states to ratify related protocols to all treaties establishing nuclear arms-free zones, withdraw any reservations or interpretive declarations incompatible with their object and purpose, and respect the denuclearization of these zones.
President Hassan Rouhani was speaking at the UN Disarmament Conference in New York. He described any use of nuclear weapons as a crime against humanity. Rouhani also said modernizing the weapons of mass destruction are illegal. He further called for efforts to push for a nuke-free Middle East. The Iranian president singled out the Israeli regime's nuclear arsenal, where he said Tel Aviv is the only party in the Mideast that has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the NPT. Rouhani said Israel must immediately join the NPT. Sarah Flounders is co-director of the International Action Center and joins us from New York to share her thoughts on this. Sarah Flounders, you had the 2008 Munich Security Conference. You have the START Treaty 1 and 2, or the new START Treaty, the latest one. Numerous statements coming from many U.S. presidents, for example, when it comes to the U.S., and yet you still have these nuclear warheads. It's a whole industry where there's a lot of money in it also, talking about reprocessed nuclear fuel, for example. But yet at a forum at the UN where Iran's president has come out saying a world free of nuclear weapons, is that going to make any difference? I mean, here we have the forum, which is perfect for the UN, but yet we still see these WMDs exist.
Well, President Rouhani's calling for a nuclear-free world and reinforcing past Iranian statements and proposals calling for a nuclear-free Middle East, all of these are extremely important because they echo the sentiment of the people of the whole world who want a world free of these weapons that could, in one launch from a U.S. Trident submarine, literally could end life on Earth. What an outrageous weapon to even develop, to even create. You wonder the very minds that could create such a death machine. The largest holder of nuclear weapons in the world today, and the one country that has refused to take these weapons off the table, is the U.S., which has even asserted their right to use nuclear weapons against countries that hold no such weapons, asserted their right for first strike capacity. It's a danger to the people of the world, and increasing the voices and the pressure against the use of these weapons is extremely important. But as you say, and it's so key to recognize that there are big economic corporate forces in the U.S. who profit enormously from the creation of these weapons, from their maintenance, from their further modernization, if such a thing is possible, into micro-nuclear weapons, into aircraft carriers and submarines carrying these nuclear weapons, into the reprocessing of nuclear weapons, fuel and warheads. It's really a death industry, and it's very powerful in the U.S.
Another call that Iran's president has made, and of course many other countries also we have to mention, is the fact that Israel, although they don't declare it, does possess nuclear warheads, not to mention chemical weapons. And I'd like Sarah Flounders to go through a flashback here. We remember the 2008-09 war, of which we saw the scenes unfolding right in front of our eyes of white phosphorus bombs being used on the innocent people there in Gaza. We saw what it did. And here we have the case with Syria, of which they have now signed to the Chemical Weapons Treaty. Why is Israel overall not, why are they complicit in terms of not signing, for example, the NPT, even though they're a member of the IAEA?
Well, Israel is really the largest U.S. military base in the region, and therefore they consider themselves off limits to any agreement They exist as a force to threaten all the countries in the region. That's the very basis for the creation and the maintenance for more than 60 years by Wall Street of Israel. So Israel signing the non-proliferation treaty, which they should, and it's only by mass pressure that they will, that pressure has to continue. And when you look at what is U.S. policy trying to do, it's trying to, country by country, demand disarmament while they themselves hold greater and greater concentration of weapons. And also, by ensuring that Israel has nuclear weapons, it acts as a threat to all the countries of the region. These weapons could never be used without a destruction of life on the very planet, and yet they continue to be built and to threaten countries. So there is a two-sided approach to this disarmament, demanding that Syria hand over chemical weapons, although U.S. and Israel, of course, have chemical weapons and have used chemical weapons again and again. But it's used to threaten Syria with bombardment if they don't hand over their chemical weapons. And Syria hasn't used chemical weapons, has used only conventional weapons in a very struggle for its life against U.S.-funded rebel forces.
Thank you very much for that. It's good to see you. Sarah Flounders, co-director of International Action Center there from New York.